of frustration blowing up inside of me. I place my gun up against my head because I feel I'm pushed to the edge.
Yo, what's good? Laugh Now, Die Later. Live from
Happy and Harriet.
The craziest, the most random place in the fucking world.
Could not be stranger.
For real? From South... Huh?
Is this a real random venue for real?
Dude, so... I live in South Central LA, which is like...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like the middle of... Like, I'm the middle of everything, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I could like get to Santa Fe like in 10 minutes. I could get to like all these venues.
Except for here.
Except for here, yeah. Dude, but like California is like... Like California is not that cool. I'm again, people. That's gonna make people mad. Like San Francisco is cool, LA is cool, and then like San Jose, the Bay Area is cool, Oakland, I don't know that count, Sacramento is cool, and then like LA, and like the rest is just like nothing. You know what I mean?
Like, it's just, like desert.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. All it's desert. Like, this yeah. is all.
Hear me out. I don't know what you mean because I'm from the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just know it's a lot of fucking land out here.
Yeah, too much.
Like, there's a lot.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Space.
Yeah, yeah, like people come to LA and be like, yo, like everywhere there's like movie stars and shit. I'm like, no, like that's just like a little tiny like little circle.
Yeah, you're like people. Well, remember we from Maryland, so like the capital right there.
Yeah.
So some people think like you probably have seen the president, or like this congressman, because they fucking nerds. I'm like, no, we don't.
I don't know anything about Baltimore. I only know like hardcore bands and like that's it. And I met like one person from Baltimore, like outside of hardcore.
Yeah.
And that's it. I was like, I don't know anything about Baltimore.
Who is it? We probably know him.
His name was Kim, but he was a guy.
Oh, Kim, he skateboard.
Yeah,
your life's
yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, shout out Kim, the shout filmer. Out, shout that's out the Kim. Homie.
Yo, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, yeah, no.
So, like, that whole, I'm not going to claim that skateboard world. Our drummer, he skate.
Okay.
Gons know everybody.
Yeah.
But fucking Kim, I work at the Auto Bar. And, like, I've been around for a minute, so it's Kim. So, like, we just cross paths a whole lot.
Yeah, he's the one that's like, yo, like, he's going to put me on a... He's the one, the first time I heard of Endo was from him.
Hell yeah. That makes perfect sense. Man.
Wow.
Wow.
Fucking small world.
Small, so, you know we call it Smalltimore, right?
Why?
Because, like, you know, like, all right, how big South Central? You feel me? Like, if you had to drive from one end of South Central to the other, how long would it take?
15 minutes?
That's 15? All
right. No, but to be fair, South Central is, like, South Central, Watts, Compton, and then like later Long Beach. So
like from your house to the furthest thing you would call South Central, how long would that take?
15 minutes.
So Baltimore's like the same.
Really?
So it's like we all, that's why we take it so seriously, because like you talk about you from Baltimore, it's just like inside of any institution or something. It's like, well, only a certain amount of us do this thing. So like,
well,
you can't. Nobody motherfucking know you, motherfucker. Like that's not
LA. Nah. LA. Yeah, people, yeah. Some people are like, I'm from LA, but they're like from like the outskirts,
like,
are
the, you?
The nice areas. You know what I mean? Like, because there's LA is cut in half once you pass downtown. This side.
Great job.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Echo Park, Hollywood, North Hollywood, other side. It's a whole other story. No transplants are moving into like Watts, Compton.
Yeah.
But yeah, but proper introduction. Akil.
Patrick.
Yeah. All right, dude. I'm bad with names.
It's all good.
Kill Patrick. End it. What's good?
How was not much.
Everything's good right now.
We've had some great shows.
We're on tour. It's good.
Is this your first time in the West Coast?
He's been everywhere a ton. I can let him speak for himself.
What other bands have you been in?
Not a lot of hardcore bands in recent years. The last band that I was in that would have been out here was called Never Enough, but that was like a fucking million years ago. But they've been out west previous to me being in the band, but this is my first West Coast tour with them.
How long has Endy been a band?
We started late 2016, and we went on our first tour like
right after that.
Yeah, like March. Quick. Actually, yeah, we started this band and went on tour. We started, let's say, around September 2016, went on tour in March of 2017, came out here in 2018. I forget what time of year. and we played with that band. We went on tour with that band, Point Break. I believe they may have been from Arizona.
That's a whole other era, right?
Yeah, that was a wild
different time then.
Yeah.
That's pre-COVID shit.
Dude, after I was going to shows pre-COVID, but someone who was like, went to pre-COVID, I was still a kid. I was like in middle school in pre-COVID. And then like after COVID, like I graduated high school, and it's just like, what the fuck?
Wait, so you graduated high school during COVID?
Yeah, yeah.
Did y'all have to do like the drive-by graduation and shit?
Thank God I didn't.
You had like a real drunk.
It was weird because like I hadn't seen anybody in like a year and a half.
Damn.
So like I just like pulled up and everybody's like, what's up? And I'm just like five girls are going because they're pregnant. Two dudes got like shot or something. You're just like, who's that? What happened to that person? Oh, she's pregnant. Oh, what happened? And it's just like, oh, this is weird. You know what I mean? Like, this is the weirdest high school. It's like high school reunion.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. But you said you mentioned during the set that you have a kid and you're in your 30s.
Yeah, so I'm fucking 33 years old.
How old are you?
Fuck. I'm 42.
I asked that because I'm like, you guys, End is going hard right now. And End, it's like, End is going in the peak.
I asked that because you look, I'm concerned about you up there. You look like you're struggling.
I guess, I don't know if you can say we going hard, but we going.
We're doing a lot.
You guys are like, definitely like.
This is my first time doing it, so I don't know if we doing a lot or not. So like, I noticed a lot of times in the van and with the band, their perspective and speaking about like being on the road and touring shit, a lot of them have kind of done this before. I've been around forever, but I was just in Baltimore. So like I don't have that charisma and enthusiasm all the time. I'm in my 30s, you know? Yeah. So they talking about like, oh, this is that and that is this. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on right now.
To put it like nicely, do you come from a low-income neighborhood?
Low-income? Nah, my people's middle class. Just running the mode. Middle of the road, 1990s.
Well, because I just went on my first like real 2-week tour with my homies.
Fuck yeah.
And then they're just like, let's go to this like vegan like spot. And I'm like, dude, I want to eat some like Taco Bell. You know what I mean? Like shit like that where it's like, oh, we know this spot. I'm like, dude, I just want to eat some McDonald's.
I'm broke.
be real, I'm broke. You know what I mean?
I think that's the thing I'm most particular about from touring a bunch. That like I know if I've been to a town before, I know where the fuck I want to eat.
Yeah.
Like from the jump, I know what the fuck I want. Like breakfast, I know what I want. It's at this spot. It's here. If it's fast food, I know these places are in this part of the country. That's what I want to eat. Our drummer, Chris, God bless his heart, I think loves fast food more than anyone in the world.
No, it's not even that like, yeah, I'm broke, but it's like, well, in the long run, now that I came back, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I need to try new things.
It's a novelty thing.
I need to try new things. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
Yeah.
In-N-Out, obviously, anyone from the East Coast, we don't have that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, like, that's a thing where, like...
No In-N-Out, we ain't got no Jack in the Box.
No Jack in the Box?
We ain't got no Whataburger.
You got Cane's?
We ain't got no Del Taco.
We just got Cane's in Baltimore, like, 3 months ago.
Yeah, we just got a Cane's, like, 3 months ago.
Hey, but here, Del Taco's are in a wealthy area, so I don't eat no Del Taco.
Also, shout out Del Taco's Fish Tacos, 100%.
I'm a Taco Bell guy. Taco Bell through and through.
That's fair.
But to continue, you guys are in... In a more mature age, to put nicely.
Yeah.
You guys,
I mean, that's not even a rude way to put it, my nigga. I earned these 33 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. And I'm gonna be old for a second. You ain't here, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, when you really start to, after you get here and you look back at all the ones who ain't here, and you look at all the shit that you, like, you won't look back on all the times you didn't die. You like, oh, shit. You just ain't got the perspective yet.
Yeah.
That's all of it. Ain't nothing wrong with getting old.
Yeah, no.
Like, I still get to do this.
No, that
which is incredible.
I hope I could like. Sometimes I'm like. I don't know how I'm gonna get to like next
being
five
a,
years.
Like being a bit, like being a hardcore band.
How old are you now?
All right, I just turned 20.
You just, oh my nigga.
Dude, the world is in front of you. The world is in front of you.
You don't even know how sick your life could actually be if you just do a couple of things.
Yeah,
dude, it's gonna be.
We'll see. We'll do this in like 10 years when you guys are like,
if I'm still here in 10 years, which is possible.
You could.
If I'm alive still.
You could.
But yeah.
We'll be here in 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm too stubborn to not be.
Well,
we're going to live forever.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That'll be our fucking. Hey, that's going to be our curse. I can swear on this, right?
Yeah. Okay. Your music's going to make you live on forever.
No, it's a legacy.
100 years from now, people are going
to
be like.
Which has been a crazy thing to think about lately. Like, I'm eating as we're on the road, and like, I'm all the way. Like I said, I'm from Baltimore. I'm not ignorant to not know that there's a whole other part of the world, but it's very surreal to be here in another part of the world.
And it's the same country. You're still in the same country, and it's all crazy.
And like we gone to Europe and we done the thing, and it's just real sick. But you're distracting me.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I saw it.
Is this your first band?
No, this is my second band.
This is your first band you toured?
This is my first band I've toured. Well, yeah, this is my first band I've toured with.
And what are some things that make End It lyrically? Or what are some things you talk about? What are some things you hate? Because earlier you said you come from the tough guy era. Explain coming from that
so
era.
So, like, the tough guy era. So, like, in all honesty, when hardcore was really popping, when I was, like, 15, 16, I was more so, like, a punker. So, like, a lot of that, like, cartwheeling and moshing shit, I wasn't hip to it. Mm. I did, you know, I liked the circle pit. I liked the skank a little bit, whatever. Yeah. Just having a good time. I wasn't that aggressive yet. And then I grew some hair on my balls and was like, oh, I see what's going down.
Yeah.
And started getting busy. So, like, that tough guy era, if you was going to jump out there and, like, ain't nobody know you and somebody knew they could cheap shot you, you may get cheap shotted. And it's like, that's just how it was. It was like, nah, someone may just duff you to see if you got some heart. You gonna hang out or not?
Mm. But then you're friends with that person a week later.
Because you came back to the gig and they recognized, like, yo, I duffed that dude. And he kept going. Didn't take it to heart and minded his business.
I was talking to Ace Edge from Ashen. And he was like,
shout out Ace.
Yeah, shout out Ace. It was,
we just saw him in San Francisco the other night.
I just saw him in San Francisco.
Fuck yeah.
My homies played down the street.
Oh, with the other kid.
Did you stop by?
I almost went over there.
I saw you for half a clip. I saw you off camera.
I
thought there was I thought there might have been DB bands playing, so I was like totally asked, like, yo, what's the vibe? I want to, like, we're gonna be done early. Like,
Dark Funeral also played down the street.
Fuck,
that was a weird night. I think Dark Funeral would play really early. My homies were like ending, and then that's when you guys played right after, and then like Angels was playing.
Yeah,
that was a night of.
He popped over. I was like, are you going back to the gig? I'll go with you.
But how was your era in the tough guy era?
I started going to shows when I was like super young, so probably like 96-ish time. Like, started going to like local smaller shows. Like, I was in a high school band that was just like, didn't even know we sounded like 7 Seconds, but we sounded like 7 Seconds. Ooh. It was just like a fast punk band. Played those shows, then I kind of found like a larger world of stuff where it's like, oh, there's this different world than these like little local shows that I play. There's these hardcore shows that happen, so I'd go to those, and that's where I started meeting people living like Baltimore and DC and whatever else. And then we just kind of, like, you get older, your high school band breaks up, you do other bands, like the band I did after that, like Alex that does Great Mistake Records, if you're familiar with that, like, he was in, we were in a band called Game Winner that was like a youth crew band.
Yeah, you're a youth crew guy?
I'm a big youth crew guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like a lot of... I'm very pigeonholed in, like, the hardcore that I like. I know, and I know that.
Can I interject?
Yes.
Another thing about that whole tough guy shit, right? So, like, me...
getting long-winded. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You got to really recognize and understand. So, like, I didn't have anyone to show me a lot of this hardcore shit. I went to high school my freshman year. I like punk. I like skateboarding. And someone mentioned this thing, hardcore. I go to a local show. I see what's going on here. You look up the band. You find out what's happening. And, like, initially, no. I didn't, you know, it's just a room full of big, strong-ass, tattooed white boys fucking each other up. Like, I'm crazy. I'm not insane.
It's intimidating.
Was there a lot of black people at the time?
Fuck no.
No?
It was me.
Damn.
Yeah, like, even growing up for me, there was, like...
It was me and maybe one of... I didn't even start making black friends in hardcore until... Shit. I was in at least 3 years before, like, there was even, like, another black person consistently being around for me to attempt to find a friendship with. And then, like, a lot of them was fucking weird. You feel me? And that's, like, another time. That's another intro to another conversation.
Damn.
But you feel me? You brown. Yeah. They be like, you brown-ish. Like, there's something fucking off here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Because, like, I'm born in Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm born in Mexico. Like, and then when I come here, like, it's like this fool looks, like, all beaner and shit. And then I'm like, what's up? And they're like, oh, like, I don't speak Spanish. But they're like, brown pride. I'm like...
That's fucking
weird. We ain't the same. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're brown, but I'm Mexican. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
That's a great quote.
Yeah. You brown, but I'm Mexican. Like, you African American, I'm black.
Okay.
And this is coming after years of not even knowing I was black. I was just being a kid. Then one day it was like, you know, you like black, right? Like, oh, shit. Wait a minute. Fuck. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So, you know, so then you meet these cases and shit, and like, all right.
Well, what made you start? Were you turned off throughout all those years because of that to start ended at a later time in your life?
I'm literally only here doing this like hardcore shit. As in a sense, I mean, nah, that's not a lie. I can't give it such a defined point as only, but I'm doing it so that some other black weirdo who really don't got no tribe can hear it and find his tribe.
Really?
Because like I'm not pump fake, and I found these people, and I'm like, this is wow. This is literally like I'm at a family outing. Because, like, we never really, yeah, we all black, but, like, when you black, you don't, I don't really have time for hatred. If you cool, we cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. You gotta think, because in the world, in the way we exist, we don't get to not be around, like, you don't get to just be, you know, when black people are left to their own devices, people come set it on fire. Oklahoma City bombing. The Move Project in Philadelphia. So when you black, you gonna have to be, if you black, you gonna do something, you gonna have to be around everybody. So I never really had time for like skin prejudices, because I was just, this is what, this is, these the breaks, this is where you at.
Well, this connects with what we were saying earlier. Hardcore has, from just, I'm not that old, so I'm not gonna be like saying that I was there.
I'm not gonna old head you, it's fine.
A lot of, from just interviewing, from gathering, from stories, from like really like digging people's heads who's been there. Hardcore used to be a violent place where you were like not welcome. And you, like you said, there was a time where like it was all white dudes, right?
Yeah.
Hardcore has come a long way where like everybody's welcome. There's some shows where there's more girls than dudes, which is crazy. You know what I mean? Like I'm getting talked by a girl.
I've noticed that on this tour.
Yeah.
The front row is just like women.
Yeah. Well,
excuse me. I'm gonna say female assigned at birth. I don't necessarily know these people's pronouns are. Excuse me.
Yeah. So, hardcore's come on for sure, in a good way. But do you think stuff like TikTok or like, you know, like I don't know, you guys saw that No Pressure video regulate 2020 where that fool's like, you know, the people are just like, yeah, it's all crazy, and then just like they're just doing dumb stuff that back in the day they would have gotten rocked for. Do you think there's a such thing as coming too far where they're like people are just like anybody's coming in to like go crazy?
You want to take this or you want me to take it?
I don't know who should take it.
So here's what it is, and I'm gonna keep it all the way G real with you. The old head in me wants to have this strong standpoint.
Oh, you're gonna
like,
say the same thing I was
this
gonna
ain't
say, so
what
fine.
It is. Because in my day, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, I earned my stripes. That's why they my stripes. Everybody got to earn their own stripes. I'm glad that people are coming out. I don't really get, I'd hate to play to an empty room.
It's better that people go to the thing. Like for,
I'd rather they be there than not be there. I'm so if that's what they, yo, we played one time right before the breakdown. These fucking kids started doing rock, paper, scissors, yo.
Yeah.
And like, what kind of an asshole would I be to kind of just face them off or something like that? You know what I mean? These little kids came in and were trying to enjoy the show.
My girlfriend got the pleasure.
You feel me?
Thank you so much. Right.
That's all I'm saying. So you got, they paid the ticket. They came in. They should be allowed to fucking come to the game.
Fantastic. I love your t-shirt.
That being said, people are welcome. Do you think the pendulum will swing back ever?
Oh, yeah. We're already going back to bringing back the glory, so to speak.
It's starting to happen.
It's starting to happen.
Well, why do you guys say that?
I think it got to the, I don't even want to say like commercialized, like it's not the right word, but I think that there was such a wide open door that it's awesome that everybody's come in, because the enthusiasm is fucking sick. Like young, like it's the most young kids and like diverse group of people I've seen going to shows more than any other time in my life. But now like the gatekeeping aspect is starting to come back, where you can start seeing where the inclusion was there. Now there's starting to be the fragmentation a little bit, where it's like, oh, it's like XYZ click is in their thing and they don't want to have whatever element starting to come into what they're doing, because they feel like it's a thing that's theirs, where it was never always it's never anyone's. It's a thing. It's always
going to
keep.
It's for everybody, not for
anyone.
It's going
to always be a cycle. I've seen a million bands that like
come and go.
Come and go. And a million different sounds of bands that come and go. And like it comes back. Fashion. Same thing.
Sounds. And it's or
sounds.
Subgenres.
Everything. Like it doesn't matter what it is. There's, it's always in a fucking cycle. And there's the point where people think that they need to keep that for themselves, which is like something that people just haven't learned. That
so here's what's actually happened, right? You know what the Ouroboros is, right?
Yeah.
So boom. That's literally, it's a snake
100%.
Eating itself. Motherfuckers went so hard in policing people's tone and vocabulary and everything, that you police other people's words so much in reaction to that, you're not going to allow your own verbiage to be policed, so you end up doing the things you hate ironically, but after you do them ironically enough, they become your everyday. So now, we're just back at square one. You know why? Because you can't make a word not exist. Words exist. If you don't want words to exist, you don't get to exist. That's a part of existence, is words.
Yeah.
You don't get to stop somebody from saying something. You know what you do get to do? Do something about it when they say them. So if something says something you don't like, pluck them. You may lose your life over it. Are you willing to do that? If you're not willing to actually put your physical existence on the line to defend something you care about, you should probably shut the fuck up. Because that's the end all be all. All you got is this body. And the only thing you can do to defend your thoughts is have your body. If you ain't got nobody to defend it, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, if you believe it, you'll fight for it.
If you believe in something, you'll fight for it.
Yeah. With that being said, when we see the pendulum swings in a couple of years from now, or a year from now, we're like, yo, he said it. You have a kid. You guys are older. Is there a new, I'm pretty sure there's a new record coming out.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
You guys are going to go ham for the next years? Or what's the future for Endit? Or what's it looking like?
We'd never know what the future for Endit is.
Can you guys tour for another 5 years?
You realize it's really just day to day.
Yeah.
We actually live our lives one day at a time. So a day where things go right is a great day.
Yeah.
Even including like being aware that like you guys are like in the
best made plans of mice and men.
I mean, also including the idea that you guys are like in the top 10 hardcore bands, which
That's extremely nice of you to say.
You guys are definitely in the top. There's a term, top 40 hardcore. Yeah. You guys are in the top 10.
There's a top 40 hardcore?
There's a term.
You want to hear some wild
this
shit?
This is how I know that I'm old, because I don't know that's a thing.
I'm the face of the Reddit hardcore, the subreddit, the hardcore subreddit.
Is that in a good way or a bad way?
No, it's just my face during a video.
It's in a good way. It's fine.
It's a good way.
Yeah.
I don't be on there. I did an AMA once. I have no idea what's going on.
My girlfriend tells me about Reddit.
In this world.
I don't even.
Oh yeah, other people let me know what's happening on there.
Reddit is not even. Like, my point is like that's not hard. Like that's not like.
Hear the thing though. Yes, it is.
Why would you say that?
It matters to some people.
They know it exists. They're giving their contribution. It's real. Whether you want it to not be real or not, it is real and it does matter.
I mean, I guess like Twitter.
You don't have to give it space. You can just put your phone face down and do something else. But it's still there and it still does influence and exist. So, you know.
Would you say it dictates more than...
No.
No?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Because ultimately the kids... Be. Yeah, in our world at least, the kid's gonna come.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like
I don't know. I barely like found out Reddit was like a huge thing.
Yeah. I'm happy that the people that have that in their life have that and do what they want with it. But
I feel like some people don't come to shows.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But this,
ultimately,
like,
it doesn't impact our life.
But this getting older and making more space for people to exist, because like if you go on stay on this planet long enough, you won't have to eat a lot of shit.
Yeah,
that's
me.
Not blow your fucking brains out some days. So like at a certain point, I said it before, man, fuck it. You like hardcore, that's great.
Yeah.
Who am I to tell you don't?
Yeah.
I don't care. I like hardcore.
Yeah.
I literally don't do this band so that people will love it. I'm in the band because I like doing the band, and I'm very appreciative that people like the band.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you.
That's the way we got to hang out.
Yeah. Guess what? Even if this band was just the best band in the Mid-Atlantic, we would do that.
We could be playing shows to 30 people, and I think we would do it. It's like, great. It's not...
We get to drive an hour away, we're going to get hammered.
Yeah.
And we're going to yell at people, then come back home.
Get to listen to a little Steely Dan and sing along in the van. It's a nice little afternoon.
I may steal something.
Yeah.
I'll smoke weed once every 4 times and steal from the gas station.
Oh, man. That's a good time.
Yeah.
As a 42-year-old man, I shouldn't do that, but that's fine.
Well, I had this thought earlier.
It makes me feel young again.
So, like, I'm out here on the West Coast eating all types of mushrooms and shit. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't grown up. Like, some days I still feel like a 12-year-old child just in this big-ass body.
Same attitude, more knowledge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but exact same, like, just meek, mild, sneaking a little thing here, there, minding my business, just shutting the fuck up.
We're like the smartest 26-year-olds on the planet.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah, there you go, yeah.
Straight the fuck up.
I'm just jealous.
We're still dumb as shit, but yeah, we're a little smarter.
Yeah.
I got better at being dumber.
I'm like 10 years smarter than you are.
Yeah, that's why I hang out with them all.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me, if you ain't got no OGs, go find you one.
Yeah. No, I'm thankful.
We're not all bad.
Yeah, I haven't seen my dad, but I got some OGs, so I'm grateful for that.
Also, there is a notion lately that, like, just because something is old is that it's bad. You know, old things last.
I like older hardcore more than newer hardcore. Same.
Dude, crackers don't crumble.
Man, that crazy son of a bitch. I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Wait,
all right, so let me tell you, fuck it, we here.
This is a good one.
We go to Denny's. We go to get food. Our server, he seats us. He got weird energy, but whatever. He goes to the table next to us, and the person sitting there was like, hey, is Steve in the kitchen? And this man's voice gets so excited. He's like, nah, Steve got his ass whooped in the parking lot last week by me. Now he work at the IHOP up the street. And we were just sitting there like, yo, what the fuck?
And then this man proceeds to show us the video
of him getting his ass whooped.
Of him whooping ass.
It looked like it was on
his
a
job, yo. He took the cook out back and fucked him up in the Denny's
work
outfit, yo.
What was this again?
This was at a Denny's in
Frisco. Fuck it, a Denny's near Frisco.
Yeah,
Bay adjacent. It was a Bay adjacent Denny's.
Small town California shit right there.
But he was...
I'm learning what, like... So, like, not to be corny, but I'm going to be corny. Remember, I'm not from out here. I see how, like, you watch these, like, History Channel documentaries about, like, Vegas and California and the gang shit, the 7th and 3rd. There's so much actual wide open space. Like, the topography of this area in relation to the things that occur out here. I'm like, oh, yeah. If you in a straight line for about 60 miles and you on a motorcycle against a fucking Crown Victoria in 100 degree weather, you probably gonna get away on a motorcycle.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you probably gonna get away. There's a lot of open space out this bitch. That's all. But I've never been here.
Dude, California's fucking... Like, where I live, I'm not saying, but there's like a prominent gang, one of the biggest gangs in probably Los Angeles,
sure.
One of the biggest gangs. Dude, a lot of people are like, you're from South Central, like, you're not like hard or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, where I come from, if I was hard, I'd be in a gang. So I come back from the gig, some fool's getting fucked up, I'm just like, putting my headphones, I'm just like,
keep it pushing.
Hey, I'm just like walking,
so,
you know what I mean? Like,
it sounds like where you from is low key like where we from, where it's like, you know what? That ain't got nothing to fucking do with me. When I walk down the street, they see me, I say to them, I say, hey, how you boys doing? They say, grass out. I'm like, I'm good, playboy. I go to where the fuck I'm going. We acknowledge each other. We keep it fucking pushing.
Have you seen Boys in the Hood, the movie?
Of course.
I'm from where that movie was.
From around there.
Yeah.
Nah, it's the same shit. It's the same shit. You speak. You keep it moving. You be respectful. Don't cause no trouble. Won't be no trouble. Everything's everything.
Well, I guess that goes back to what we were saying earlier. Like, hardcore, like, a lot of these kids got it from the internet. And I feel like the people with the most time on the internet are the ones with the most money. You know what I mean? Or the most, like, you know, just like...
Well,
like,
you haven't noticed, like, the most hardcore dudes, you know, as you talk to them, it's like, oh, we've all inadvertently been in some of the same spaces.
Yeah. Reason I went to hardcore shows because... I knew the train went to, like, I was like, oh, there's a venue called 1720. That's, like, I just two stops away. So I was like, okay, let me go there. And I was like, what gigs are there? And, like, I would go to whatever deathcore metal shows. And I was like, oh, Terror's playing. There's a band called Terror, Candy Arms Way. I'm like, let me go.
And
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But I already knew kind of about hardcore.
Yeah.
But, like, the only reason I could go to hardcore shows is because the train could take me there.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I'm not driving or, like,
that's,
I'm not,
yeah, that's sick, though.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
But
I used to have to walk.
I've been there. I've been like out
begging for rides.
Catch a bus to the fucking gig, stay too late, gotta walk home 2.5-3 hours in some Doc Martens and skinny jeans through Baltimore City with a fucking bomber jacket on, shaved head, looking like an asshole.
Dude, for me in South Central,
Hey, yo, come here real quick. God damn, what's up, yo? Nah, what's up, yo? Shit, yo, what you talking about, yo? I'm just cutting through, I'm just trying to get home,
All right, Jeff. Or there's like homeless people, like there's some all heinous shit in the world, but you know, I mean, that's just the world. Like I was telling my girlfriend, dude, the other day where she works, like there was some lady was getting choked out by a dude, and we're just like,
I gotta go
pick my dad. And we're just like, yo, what the fuck do we do? And then like I was like, cause I was already there, I'm like, dude, like you're just like, you kind of just throw something, hopefully the dude leaves, and I'm like, I can't do anything. You know what I mean? It's just like it's. You kind of like, I told her, you can't change the world, you can only change yourself.
True.
Yeah. But, should we wrap this up here?
Yeah, we can wrap it.
Let's do all this or that. Wrap it up. You know, this or that.
Sorry, fellas. Yo, great fucking set, man.
For that, I'll tell you Coke or Pepsi, you say Pepsi. And like,
okay.
All right, let's do like a couple quick.
How many you going to do?
Let's do 10.
All right, bet.
Slayer, Metallica.
I'm had to go Metallica. I never listened to neither one of them, but so much.
All right.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs, Wu-Tang.
Depends on the day, but I'm gonna go with the Wu.
Alright. Hatebreed, Death Threat.
Damn, that's crazy. Death Threat.
Death Threat.
Shout out Knuckles.
Target, Walmart.
Target. Damn. Fuck Walmart.
Damn.
Fuck Walmart. I ain't got the patience for it no more. I'm rich now. I'm joking. I ain't rich, but I definitely got Target bread.
Circle Jerks, Black Flag.
Black Flag.
Descendants, Suicidal.
Descendants.
Damn.
I got Descendants tattoo and I got Black Flag tattoo.
That's hard.
Yeah. I'm soft. Hey. I'm just violent.
Coxbar or the Addicts?
Coxbar.
Either or is right answer. That's
yeah, the, yeah. Well, I never got in. You from out here.
I love the Addicts, yeah.
Yeah, I never. Remember, I'm from the East Coast. You ever listen to District 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Trapped in the Rice, Angel Dust.
Oh, TUI.
TUI all the way. TUI till I die.
TUI till I die. But imagine, I was in motherfucking, that was my junior year, going to my senior year when that demo dropped. And like, I got to see that shit. Like, I got to see some of the first Trapped Under Ice shows.
I can, I'm really seeing them for the first time in Soccer Fury.
Insane.
Yeah.
The coolest thing lately, excuse me. And doing this shit is a lot of the names and people who I've always looked up to or like I like their bands and shit. I'm now at the point I've gotten to meet them and share the stage with them. Like Siv from Gorilla Biscuits. If I'm in the room, Siv will let me do Degradation. He'll just, if I want, he'll just let me have a mic and rock that bitch. That's cool as fuck.
What, like one of
you
the,
know what I
yeah,
mean?
One of the biggest hardcore bands.
Like, do you remember? Shit, nah, you don't. You remember when my fucking Fall Out Boy covered Start the Day?
No.
Dog, so many people played that fucking song. Cheers. What's up?
I was just getting supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. It was the nuttiest shit in the world. You know what I mean?
Was it like in a secret like Fall Out Boy show?
No, it wasn't even like a secret Fall Out. There was a cover of it. They put out a cover.
Oh.
And that's how like a lot of this younger generation got to like Gorilla Biscuits.
Yeah.
Because Fall Out Boy covered it. And they did a great job. But anyway, you about to ask another this or that.
Gorilla Biscuits, you said today.
Oh, GB.
GB?
Yeah.
Shelter or 108?
Shelter.
And last one was...
Damn, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
So you want to hear an interesting tale about 108?
Go ahead.
So this guy, I used to do hotel audio visual in Washington, D.C., and I've been working with this guy for, like, call it a month. And we always had long sleeves on, so I couldn't see his arms and shit. But we get to working. I give him a ride home. He lets me know, like, what's going on in his world. We get to chopping and shit. He know I got Black Flag tattoo. Long story short, he had been playing drums on one of the latest 108 fucking albums. And I've been working with this dude for like a month.
Damn.
Shout out Tom Martin. That was crazy. It's crazy to meet him at that point in his life and like to be here. And like he gave me a copy of the CD. I've lost it years since then. Breakups and shit. But like how small is this world? Like I'm like, this dude's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Something about him is alright. And then like, yeah, I played drums on the last 108. I don't know if you ever heard of 108. What do you mean have I ever heard of 108? Yeah. Anyway.
Last one. Hardcore punk.
They're one and the same.
But you have to choose. Dun 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 ba, 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 ba. For the rest
See,
of your life.
The fact that there's two different it's all
one.
It's hardcore punk.
Alright.
Mm. It's hardcore punk. It's all hardcore punk.
Alright, you're putting me on. If you say it,
Who's Skidoo is Black Flag, is Suicidal, is Hatebreed, is Madball, is
one.
AF, is Ended, is Turnstile.
I'm gonna reverse
it's
question
hardcore
you,
punk.
Ben.
Go ahead.
Is Minor Threat a punk or a hardcore band?
Hardcore band.
Wrong.
They're a hardcore band.
All right.
Who's the, what was the first?
Is Fugazi is embrace. Yeah. Is Nation of Ulysses is right to spring.
But you're also not wrong.
Is Black Flag a hardcore punk band?
They're a hardcore punk band. It's all hardcore punk. All
right.
That's how it goes. We got it all covered. It's punk, it's hardcore, it's hardcore punk. You got a lot of you were just cosplaying, but that's not what we're talking about. It's hardcore punk.
All the elements are there. It's what you want to do.
There's enough other things to really be upset about. Just call it hardcore punk and keep it fucking moving. All
right. There you go.
But that deathcore metalcore shit can eat a dick. Goodbye.
All right. Well, that was it. Hardcore is punk. Punk is hardcore.
Cheers.
Anything you want to say?
Thank you.